You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the caucuses in Iowa are in full swing. You want to bet? I find this all very amusing, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been to the website, you've seen our headline story. I put breaking above it all day long. Because it's going to be breaking for days, probably, maybe even weeks or months, just like 96. Remember 1996? The press had the results of the Iowa caucuses like instantly, before they were all done, before the count was finished, and they never, ever gave us a final count. And we asked them when we'd get the final count, and they said, well, sometimes it takes a few weeks, you know, to put all this stuff together. Well, it's been 4 years, still no final count from the Iowa caucuses in 1996. So how did they ever determine who won? It's easy. It's all rigged, folks. And if you don't believe it, just, you know, I bet you right now they're telling you who won on the television set. I bet it's clear as the nose on your face. They're going to pull the same scam they did last time. Well, you know, we're going to open the phones and we're going to talk about this because it's extremely interesting. Real life, you know, to me is much more fun, much funnier, much more dramatic, much more interesting than any fiction book that anybody could possibly ever imagine and then put down on paper. Now, real life is where it's at, folks. If you were to come to my home or my office or look through my library, which, by the way, is packed up in storage because it's so big I don't have any place to put it, you wouldn't find very many works of fiction at all. Now, over the years, I've collected a few because every once in a while I just like to run away, so to speak, like everybody does. But too many people, you know, think that's the only place to be. It's called escapism. Well, I find most of the comedy that I need, most of the drama, most of the mystery and the just plain stuff that just absolutely blows me away is in real life. Leanne Rimes, one of the best voices in the world today. Thank you.
Oh, my, I love to hear that young lady sing. When I play one of her records, every overload light in the studio goes on, and there's nothing I can do about it. Her voice is incredible. Most people would not believe that she recorded that when she was 15 years old. Last year, I think, or the year before. Maybe it was the year before. It was the year before. So that would make her about 17 years old now. She was 15 when she recorded that, year before last. So she's either 17 or getting ready to turn 17 this year. Incredible voice. Oh, my goodness. What in the world? How much have we got to look forward to for the rest of her life? I can't wait. Because she can only get better. Well, we're going to open the phones, folks, and take your calls and talk about the Iowa caucus. Who do you think is going to win up there, anyway? And, you know, I sat down this morning and I was doing the website. I spend several hours on that website every day just to keep it up and make sure everything's okay. It takes hours and hours and hours. You wouldn't believe how many hours we have on our website. Many, many thousands and thousands of hours since we first put it up. And that represents a sizable investment. By the way, we've gone after CI Host for destroying our website. And they should have received communications from the legal team. And I can just imagine what's going on in their offices right now. I think they're just probably never dreamed anybody would really sue them. But we did. And I think they're in shock right now. So we'll see what their response is and go from there. Actually, I won't go anywhere. That's fully in the hands of the legal people. And I'm seriously thinking about going after the FBI, the Justice Department, the IRS, and the federal government for what they've done to me and my family unlawfully. Unlawfully. On orders from the president, we were targeted as political enemies because of this radio broadcast. So I'm thinking seriously about really, and I mean really, because you know me, folks, once I start something, I go till it's finished or I'm dead, one of the two. It's like a bulldog, you know? So if I grab hold of their leg, they're going to play hell shaking me off. Anyway, the number is 520-333-4578 while we're waiting for a call. While I was on the website this morning looking at all of the things that's happening, it just occurred to me that you all heard about the book, The Year of the Rat. I don't know what year this is, but it seems to me that this is Communist China's year. I'll bet you Communist China just becomes the power to deal with in the world. They're huge, huge landmass, huge population. We've destroyed our military. We don't have any military forces anymore. We've got an all-volunteer techno-geek bunch of children like to play with toys. The United States Marine Corps that I knew in Vietnam and fought with, those marvelous, wonderful, tough, absolutely incredible United States Marines that I fought with on the river in Vietnam. I had a Marine recon team assigned to my boat. They were mine. I could do anything I wanted with them. And I refrained from doing that in most instances because I wanted them to come back with me. And I only lost one of them in a terrible, terrible battle one night. I had put them in on the north bank, and told them to get in the bottom of a bomb crater that was over there. Pitch dark, monsoon, couldn't see your finger if you stuck it in your eye. And I always used my Marines as a listening post. I never put them out as an ambush because I didn't want any of them to get killed. But see, I knew a secret. We didn't have to risk anybody's lives to deal with the enemy in, oh, at least 30% of all of our encounters. The firepower of the boats, coupled with artillery support, and forget about air, we never got air support. And occasionally, we would get the USS New Jersey firing the 16-inch guns off the coast, which, believe me, not only terrorized the enemy, but terrorized the hell out of me, all of us. Sounded like 40 freight trains going overhead, and then the most incredible explosion you ever saw. And usually the target was within 400 yards of us, 400 meters, four clicks. And so, devastating. What, you know, one time I called in for artillery support and got the USS New Jersey, and she fired a 16-inch gun, and it not only destroyed the enemy and half of a tree line that was there, but the shrapnel just went over, skipped over the top of our heads and took the radar right off the boat. And, you know, we had just had those kinds of close calls. But anyway, that night I told the Marines to stay in the bottom of that hole and just listen. And about 3 hours into the night, they began to hear noises, and the noises got louder. It was coming toward them. They didn't know whether it was animal or human. And then they began to hear voices. And the North Bank was a free fire zone, which meant anything that moved. And so these, it was a North Vietnamese 125th Naval Sapper Regiment unit just walking right in on their position. And we couldn't wait, because if they'd walked right in on those Marines, they might have all been killed. So I told them to get down in the very bottom of that hole and stay there. And we opened fire with everything that we had. I couldn't call in artillery because the enemy was too close to our Marines. And one of the guys wanted to see what was going on, and he crawled up to the top of the hole and stuck his head up. We don't know whose bullet hit him in the head, but he was killed. Could have been one of our bullets. Could have been one of the enemy's bullets. Nobody knows. But that's the only Marine I ever lost. And I felt very bad about that, even to this day. I never lost a crew member. Never, ever. Except for one man who transferred to another boat. 2 weeks later, he was dead. That was Robert Barron. He's mentioned in the frontispiece of my book. So, it just pains me deeply that we don't have any military left. United States Marines today, the new Marines, I couldn't even go out drinking with the Marines that I knew. They're not Marines. I don't know what the hell they are. But they're not United States Marines. Hate to say that, and if there's any of the new Marine Corps listening, go talk to some real Marines. And I think you might be inclined to agree with me. You don't even have any real training anymore. It's unbelievable. DIs have to salute you, I understand now today. back when the Marines I fought with went to boot camp, if they survived boot camp, they were lucky. They were glad to get into combat. not today. Not today. Boot camp is so nice and wonderful.
You know, they want to stay there forever. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we're not getting any calls, so I guess nobody, and nobody is interested in the Iowa caucus. Well, I don't blame you. It's all a joke. It's a silly joke. It really is. And I wish somebody would call and tell me, what are they saying on television about it? Who's ahead? Can somebody please do that? 520-333-4578. I can't bring myself to go up and watch it. I tried this afternoon and broke into hysterical laughter. They're taking it so seriously. It's such a joke. And, I almost split a gut. I mean, I was just laughing so hard, I had to turn off the television set and go do something else. And so I did. And what I did was I finally solved the problem with the audio sync that was preventing me from doing another video. And so today I finished the second video. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I'm just calling in regards to the caucus.
Yeah, what's going on?
I didn't bother to watch it either. I feel like this whole thing is such a joke that it's just a waste of time.
It is a joke. Look at the choices. What do we got? Skull and Bones, Bush. We got Al Gore that hates Christians and wants to take all the land and trees and everything away from everybody. He wants to block off all state parks and everything so you can't even go camping anymore. And not to mention the fact that he's crazy.
The interesting thing is that the media is knowingly hurting themselves by not covering the essential news, because ultimately they will lose their own right to have freedom of the press.
No, they'll
there's some journalists out there that want to keep that right, but if they want to keep that right, they have to join the...
You can't take their right away from them. They'll always have the right of freedom of the press. They just won't have anybody listening to them. And I think that's already happening a lot.
A lot of people are turning off their TVs because it's just a bunch of filth on there.
Well, not only that, but it's insanity. It's just, they never tell the truth. And it's just one crisis after another. Pretty soon you don't even want to hear it anymore.
The interesting thing about this is that the shortwave radio audience seems to continually grow. I think there's a real hunger for the truth out there, and that's why shortwave radio is such a blessing.
Yeah, that's true.
Or some of the other broadcasts out there, and I appreciate what you guys do.
That's true. I think you're right. I think the alternative media audience is going to continue to grow. I just hope people learn to be discriminating and don't believe everything they hear and check things out before they rush off. I'm still getting email people telling me that I'm dying from chemtrails. Then I picked up a copy of Spotlight the other day, and Spotlight says, well, they're not poisoning us, and it's not biological warfare agents, and they're not making us sick. They're spraying stuff so we won't get sick.
Well, I'll tell you what. The thing that really makes me wonder is the computers. For example, with this online service, America Online, I got this CD in the mail that says, come back for 250 hours free.
All you got to do is look at their logo, and you know who they are.
Yeah.
They are the enemy. AOL is the enemy. That's the logo of the Illuminati.
That's right. And I have heard that when people get on those services, that they will screen out those people who are trying to get at the essential truths, that they'll cut them off of access to certain documents or information that might be on the...
AOL is famous for that stuff. They also censor their chat rooms. They let the FBI have access to email and listen in on chat rooms and all kinds of stuff. I mean, if anybody, I mean, with all the email and online services available, I mean, there's literally hundreds of thousands of them. Why in the world would anybody choose AOL?
I think the reason why is the 250 hours of free service.
Maybe that's the only way they can get customers, but that's still stupid.
I agree. When I had their services years ago, they continually followed up with me, and I know that there was room for improvement, and I think they've done a lot, but still, I'd just rather just turn off my TV, turn off my computer, and just go ahead and do what I need to do.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Anyway, you take care and God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, I still don't know what's going on with the caucuses. 520-333-4570. Anybody know? Is anybody paying attention to it? Probably not. But if anybody is, I would appreciate it. Give me a call. Let me know what's happening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
Ken from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ken. Turn off your radio.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I had it down enough.
No, you can't turn it down. You got to turn it off.
Yeah, I got it off. I got it off. Okay. Does it really matter?
Yes. I've been saying it for 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years. Nobody's listening.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the Illuminati, were you ever up Lexington, Massachusetts, where it all began?
Lexington. Oh, yeah. Lexington, Concord. Yes, I have.
Did you notice the museum they have up there?
Is this something recent? I've been there for years.
Well, we were just up there last year, and they have a museum called Our Museum of National Heritage.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same museum you're talking about, but it seems to me there was a museum there.
It's a Masonic museum.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go to any Masonic museum.
Well, we just went to check it out, but it's pretty amazing.
Huh.
And another thing I just wanted to say is when we were up there, couldn't find a gun store anywhere up there. It's kind of amazing. You know, where our freedom originated from.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even,
exercise
your constitutional rights.
Can't even buy a gun, can you?
No. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, thanks.
God bless, Phil.
You know what's happening with the caucuses?
No, I don't.
Well, okay, no. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Can't blame you a bit. 520-333-45 is my entire audience boycotting the results of the caucuses. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
This America Online, I don't remember the source, but I think it might be American Guardian. America Online has listed legitimate FFL holders selling guns on the Internet as pornographers. They're in the same category, and they've, I guess, bumped them all off of the net.
I think AOL is pornography.
Oh, no question about it. Just plain still. It's absolutely incredible. I believe that the person that wants to register, restrict, or confiscate my firearm is an enemy, and then so there's really not much reason to watch the television set, since you can't believe what an enemy has to say anyway, since they're all based in deceit.
Yep. You got that right.
But, that was basically about all I had to say. Oh, Bill Bradley, Bradley, I guess you call him, is a former Rhodes Scholar and also one of the founding members of this extremist organization known as Ceasefire, that was founded, that was started by this woman named Courtney Love, whose husband was Kurt Cobain, who shot himself in the head after she addicted him to heroin. She founded this.
Now she's all angry because he shot himself in the head. She hates guns, right?
I don't know if that was the case or not, but
well, anyway, yeah, it is.
It's a real extremist organization, and Bradley is a member of it. As was John Kennedy Jr. With his George magazine. So these people are.
Hey, take a hint, man. George magazine. What kind of a real guy would start a magazine called George?
I really don't have a clue. I was really lamenting why everyone was so sad that that plane went down, and yet you didn't hear any of that outpouring of sympathy from the Branch Davidians. When they were murdered in cold blood.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
I want to congratulate you on the great work that you did on that. I think that's one incident, and you're primarily responsible for bringing that to the forefront of the American people. You know, of course, Linda Thompson is what actually was the catalyst for the Patriot Movement to start.
Yeah, her video was the spark that we needed. I was trying my best and nobody was listening. When her video came out and I played the audio portion on the air, that did it.
Right, 911 tapes and everything.
Yeah.
It's still not over. I don't know if you've seen the latest film, The Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, I saw that we played the audio for that over the air. Now, we haven't played the second one that
right.
they did. I haven't been able to get my hands on that yet.
Yeah, that's a new revelation, is that one's called. And it's there was an interesting thing in there, and if David Koresh believed that if he were destroyed, that would be the unraveling of the New World Order.
Well, you know, he might be right.
Well, yeah, I kind of thought so, that it seemed kind of prophetic.
He might be right. That's what really started and cemented the hardcore militia movement.
You bet. And it was a few years too late, because there was no reason that Delta Force and those federal agents that had no jurisdiction into anything that was in that warrant had the right to murder those people in cold blood. No right whatsoever.
That's right. They didn't have any right to be there.
No.
Period.
No, you're correct. They are a tax agency, and
they're scum-sucking, pig, puke-faced, Nazi jack-booted thugs. Call them what they are.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, I couldn't have said it as good.
Well, that's exactly what they are.
Well, thank you, sir.
They're scum. They're not Americans. They're scum.
You're exactly right.
Benjamin Franklin was one of the most polite men that probably ever lived on the face of this earth. He had an understanding with himself that he would never say anything bad about any man. I think he would have spit right in the face of the BATF after Waco. I think he would have.
Isn't it interesting right now that because the NRA criticized the Clinton administration for not enforcing gun laws, he put 500 more of those people in there?
500 more of what?
ATF.
Yeah, well, you better start asking the NRA what their part in that was. NRA is not our friends.
I realize that.
You want to join a good gun organization? Join Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, our Gun Owners of America.
I'm a member of both of
them. Tear up your NRA cards, send them back, and send them a bag of dog doo-doo if you can find it.
Actually, for people that are members and have been members continuously, my recommendation is to vote for the Neil Knox Coalition and vote against every recommendation they put in the magazine.
My recommendation is get the hell out of the NRA, period. Period.
Okay. You don't think they further the gun culture?
No. They've been destroying it. You won't find Gun Owners of America being wishy-washy during some interview on television.
You got a point there.
They tell it like it is. They support gun ownership. They support the Second Article and Amendment. They support the Constitution. They support our rights. NRA doesn't. They find ways to compromise and give it up little by little until it'll all be gone one of these days, and they'll be, you know. The National Rifle Association is a Hegelian dialectic front for the enemy. Get out of them. If you want to join a good gun organization, go to the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership or Gun Owners of America. Take your pick.
Well, I agree.
Those are the only two that are worth a damn.
I've spoken with people at the range, however. I didn't shoot much, but I've spoken with them at the range, and some people actually thought the NRA was too far and not compromising by being too rigid. So that's the kind of mentality.
Well, you're talking to stupid people.
Correct. But we're all stupid at one time, so I was thinking that the NRA could be a catalyst for those that don't know anything at all.
No. Okay. Get out of the NRA. Well, leave it to them. Get out of it.
Yeah.
Get out of it. Stop playing. When are you going to stop playing with the NRA? One of these nights I'm going to do a show on the NRA, and I'm going to bury those suckers.
Everybody else is buried about shortwave and satellite.
Oh, but you haven't heard me do it.
Well,
you see, when I go about something like that, I come equipped with tons of facts,
and
documentation and sources, and you know, they won't stand a chance. I got to tell you.
For the sake of discussion, wasn't it the NRA that got those useless hearings in Congress that exposed Congress for what they are?
What are you talking about?
The Waco hearings?
No. Are you kidding me?
No, I believe they were.
The NRA didn't have anything to do with it.
Schumer sure thought they did.
Who?
Chuck Schumer. He spent the whole day.
Are you kidding me? He used that as an opportunity to attack the NRA. NRA had nothing to do with the Waco hearings. It was me, Linda Thompson, her video, the outrage of the militias across this country who would not let it die. It was repeatedly playing those 911 tapes. It was repeatedly doing shows about Waco on shortwave by a lot of us that got that done. Are you serious? Do you really think the NRA had something to do with that?
Yeah, they even hired the, well, all right, let's say, for instance, that you're 100% correct on that. The NRA did try to have scientific analysis x-ray those firearms that they claimed were automatic, and at first they said, yeah, go ahead, and then they backed down on it. The Justice Department did.
Well, it was nice of the NRA to jump in there and try to do something after the rest of us were doing everything.
Well, you're probably right. They did put a lot into
it. NRA took so much criticism, they had to try and do something, but they didn't do anything. They didn't even do that, did they?
Well, I'm no fan of the current administration of the NRA.
But you got an NRA card, don't you?
You bet.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hypocrite.
Well, maybe so, but this...
Don't give me this maybe-so wishy-washy crap. I mean, you're... Come on, man. Get off the fence.
Do you think it's wise to give up on 3.5 million people, many of which are on the fence?
When the war starts, friend, you better not be on the fence. I'll shoot you.
Well...
I'm not kidding you. This is not a joke. There's going to be a civil war in this country. Get off the fence.
Well, I don't know. I just thought...
You're not going to accomplish anything writing your congressman.
I'm not doing that.
You're not going to accomplish anything going with the NRA and giving them your money so that they can compromise your gun rights away.
I'm not giving them one penny. I'm just keeping my...
You have a membership card, don't you?
Yeah, I'm keeping it current.
Then you're giving them money, aren't you?
Yeah, I can vote them out, though, see.
You vote who out?
The current administration.
How many administrations has there been since the NRA started, and what have they done?
Well, since Grant.
And what have they done?
They put out...
Nothing. 1968 gun law? What happened?
They rolled on it just like they did...
They rolled on every one of them. So now tell me, again, why you're carrying an NRA card and giving them money and keeping it current. Tell me again. I must have missed something.
With the change in administration, with the change in the board of directors, with the Neil Knox coalition...
I've heard that every time an election came up, and what has happened?
We don't have enough informed voters.
What's happened every time?
We don't have enough informed voters.
What do you mean, informed voter? You think a vote is going to get us out of this problem in this country today?
I think that a vote...
Are you watching the Iowa caucus?
No.
Who are you going to vote for? It doesn't matter who wins this presidential election, we're still going to keep going in the same direction we've been going, and the NRA is still going to be compromising with them.
The board of directors on the NRA, it is possible to change those. And
they've been changed, I don't know how many dozens of times, and nothing happens except they keep compromising. How many times does it have to happen before it gets through your head?
Didn't you have a guy from Denver on, Lowell, that was running for the board at one time?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember that. I may have. I've had guests on this broadcast over the last 8 years.
Clarence Lowell.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, he was on.
I think you're thinking of another.
He's as adamant
about... I don't even know who you're talking about.
Well, Clarence Lowell, he was a former board member of the NRA, and he exposed the NRA for what they're doing, just as you're doing.
No, he wasn't on this show.
Okay, he was on a shortwave programming.
But then he exposed it. I exposed it. Everybody exposes
it. Everybody exposes it, right?
And you say, next time we're going to vote the guys out and vote somebody else in? And how many times have you been doing that?
Well, I've been trying for about 2 years, so I haven't been in that long, but I think it's possible to turn around the board of directors on the NRA.
I got news for you, Fred. You don't have 2 years.
You could be right.
I know I'm right. You don't have 2 years.
Well, how long was it going to be before the Republic is restored?
Well, that once the war starts, that's going to take a long time, and it may never be restored.
Don't you think it's going to be easier than it was when General Washington went up against?
No, I don't. I think this war will last longer. It'll be harder, it'll be bloodier, and the outcome will be less certain.
You could be right. I thought I didn't think it would be nearly as bad as what General Washington had to put up, had to do because... number one, Britain was the most powerful army the world had ever known.
It'll be worse because Americans are dumber than Americans were then.
They didn't have a big percentage back then, though.
Yeah, you're not going to have a big percentage now, either.
No. But I don't think too many people are really sympathetic to the UN in this country.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, when you hand them a pamphlet about the UN...
You sound like somebody that just woke up, and if you did, I thank God that you woke up. But you're not quite... fully awake yet. It's like, you know, your mother comes in to wake you up for school and you wake up and you look and you see the sun coming in, but you're sort of dozing back off, you know?
No, I really don't think so.
And she keeps coming in and say, wake up, you gotta go to school. Okay, Ma.
I'm I think that the Republic will be restored.
I don't think so. I think something will come out of it. Mm-hmm. But will it will see, I always talk about restoration because that's what we have to do to be within the law and within our duty.
Right.
But you can't ever go backwards. The only thing that's for sure in this world is change.
Right.
So whatever comes out of the war that's going to be fought, and it's absolutely going to be fought, no one has the slightest idea of what it's actually going to be. But I'll tell you this, we're going to set some things in place so that this can never happen to us again.
Well, the key to it, of course, is the international banking scheme, isn't it? That
Let me tell you something. If I was one of the traitors who helped destroy this country, I'd be looking for a place on the other side of the world to hide.
I would too. I would too.
Because hell hath no fury than the American people turned loose in anger against people who are trying to enslave them.
I know of people that are taping anti-gun segments on TV with the credits so that these people can be tried later. I don't know whether that's wishful.
Oh, there? No. Madame Defarge is not some fictional character in a novel. Madame Defarge is alive and well, and she is knitting furiously.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did you ever read The Tale of Two Cities?
Years ago, I don't recall it.
Go read it again.
All right, I will. Thanks for your time, Bill.
Gotta let you go.
Okay, fine.
Thanks for calling. Amazing. I think we just had a little power spike there that tripped it right off, and it started over again, so we're not going to go through that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Question to the answer to the question you were asking.
Uh-huh.
Gore has 471, and the other guy, I don't remember his name, but he had 73. That's what it is.
You're talking about the Democratic caucus?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Anything from the Republican side yet?
No.
I
this is about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. So Gore's leading. Well, we all knew that was going to happen, didn't we? You know, there's a new book out that tells the tale on Gore. Gore's been a drug addict all his life.
Really?
Yeah. And he wants to sit in the White House. And those fools are going to vote him in there.
Well, I don't agree with any of them.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter whether you agree with him or not. You don't want a druggie in the White House.
Of course not.
And according to the book, that's what Gore is.
Well, maybe I'll get the chance to read it.
Yeah, good for you. Everybody should read it.
But I just wanted to let you know, you was asking about it, so I figured I would let you know.
I appreciate that.
Out of all the ones on the shortwave, you're the only one I really enjoy listening to. So
well, thank you.
Thought I'd let you know.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.
And thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. You take your calls for the rest of the... Gosh, I wish we hadn't had that power spike. I wanted to hear that. That's why I chose that tonight. But guess we're not going to do that. But that's okay. Got a good one that she sings to close with tonight that you'll all enjoy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Did you get your, do you want to talk caucus?
Yeah.
Okay. I was tuned into the tube at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I was waiting to see. There's supposed to be something coming on that some of your listeners should watch. I'll give this as an aside real quick. CBS News, 60 Minutes 2. It's going to be Dan Rather's latest revelations on Waco.
Oh, really?
And this is going to be tomorrow night. I thought it was going to be tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Yes,
okay.
Indeed. And you'll want to check it because these Waco...
And that's 60 Minutes?
It's a 60 Minutes 2.
60 yes. Minutes 2.
Yes,
is that the name of the show?
Yes, it is. It's like a sequel to 60 Minutes. They
get
the initial brainwashing on Sunday night.
Okay.
While you're still fogged up from the football game.
And on Tuesday night, Dan Rather takes it from there, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, they've been taking a beating lately in the courts.
Well, they ought to take a beating. They're a bunch of lying, you know, they're chronic liars. Everything comes out of their mouth is lies.
Yeah, well, I know you read WorldNet daily.
I read everything.
Daily. I catch that site, too.
I read everything daily. I read sites nobody even knows about daily, and a lot of them are in foreign countries that nobody ever goes to see.
Well, you turned me on to WorldNet Daily, and I've been catching all my Waco info on there, by and large.
You know, they've got some great programs now that will interpret web pages from foreign countries for you in English?
Yeah, I read some of those. I catch some of the links.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the caucuses. Let me see. Bush, it's a coronation, okay, for him. He has 49%.
Yeah. So far, huh?
Thus far, yes.
Yeah.
And this is as of 9:30. Yeah. Forbes is 29.
What about McCain?
McCain didn't go for the primaries. He did not, he didn't go for the caucuses. He didn't spend any time.
I know he didn't go there, but he's still on the ballot.
Well, he's way low. The big surprise is Keyes.
Yeah.
To me, Keyes is number 14. He's got 14%.
As far as I'm concerned, even with his... in the last election, Keyes said he supported the United Nations. That's what turned me off about Keyes. Everything else that he says, I agree with.
Well, Keyes, you had a thing 4 years ago mm-hmm. on your show. Who are you going to vote for? And I called into your show and I said, Keyes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was impressed with him. Then, of course, now I know, you know, a little more.
He's the only one that talks anywhere close to the truth, but he still supports the United Nations. I don't understand that. That's a big dichotomy to me. How can he support sovereignty and the Constitution, be anti-New World Order, anti-world government, all these things, and still support the United Nations? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. He's blowing smoke, you know. And, of course, Forbes, you know, he has this quasi-libertarian shtick that he throws out there. And
Forbes is a little rich boy playing. This is all, you know, this is his playroom.
Well,
he has the money.
I'd like to see him play bagpipes.
he has so much money, he's playing, let's pretend I can be president.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a chance, not ever.
Well, he's interesting, but, you know, I'm not, I know what it's all about now, you know, so I don't even think I'm going to bother. But, you know, it's interesting to me that, you know, some of the other, oh, by the way, Gore is Smoke Bradley, big time.
Yeah, well,
that wasn't unexpected.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me. I mean, of course, I read the Spotlight, and tongue in cheek. I mean, you know, I take it for what it's worth. But they're really doing a hatchet job on McCain and promoting Buchanan. And Buchanan, of course, since he split from the Republican Party, is getting no mileage whatsoever in the main media.
Buchanan and Keyes and McCain, all those guys are just spoilers. I already know who's going to be president. I've known for weeks now.
Well, he's Knights of Malta big time.
Yeah, he is.
And I learned that from you, and I checked it out, and lo and behold, there it was.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a trip. But anyway, that's everything that I knew as of like 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And let me see, the other fellows were, I mean, so insignificant as to be, you know, they're out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There was interesting to me that Gary Bauer, I believe that's his name. You know, he's a conservative Catholic. And I don't know what school he came out of, but maybe you've heard of Russell Kirk. I believe he's dead now, but he was a conservative Catholic as well. But Bauer has written a number of books on religion and politics in America.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very perceptive man. In fact, I think he's brilliant, but what he's doing running for president is beyond me. Maybe he's just trying to...
Another spoiler.
I guess so.
They keep chopping up the Republican vote. There will be no Republican president. I'll tell you right now, there's not going to be a Republican president.
Well, now...
It's not going to happen.
This time around, you mean?
Yeah. Probably ever again.
Well, you know...
even if they call themselves Republican and get elected, it won't be a Republican president.
Well, no, that's very good. That's... I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where...
You can take your pick of any of those guys running and put them in the White House. Nothing's going to change. It's going to get worse.
Well, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
And I don't care which party they came from. I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Have you put Buchanan in, it's going to get a whole lot worse. There's going to be terrible things going on.
Well, he's like, what do you call it, a Father Coughlin type. Or at least he's been a representative
he's
such
a
in the media.
Very, very dangerous man. If Buchanan was to get elected and be in the White House tomorrow night, I would probably disappear off the face of the earth the day after.
Well, that's an awful thing to say about that fine man.
fine man. I have roasted his secret societies, and they're all pledged to get revenge.
Well, I'll tell you, you'd be right on the list quick.
Yeah, I'm already on their list. I've been on their list for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I'm saying, you know, I mean...
The only thing that saves me is I told everybody, you know, if I turn up dead, you take my cold, dead body and lay it on the steps of the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., and burn it to the ground. I want that to be my funeral pyre.
You know, it was, I think it was FDR. When he was president, one time he was asked who were the two most dangerous people in the United States. This was around 1936 or so. And his two answers were Douglas MacArthur was one, but the second one was Huey Long,
mm-hmm.
who was a great populist leader. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
According to Clinton, it's me and there's no runner-up.
Well, you've achieved something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, he named me in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America.
That's right. That's true. I didn't catch that broadcast.
I want that on my tombstone.
Well, you're going to have a tombstone and a funeral pyre now, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I thought I'd call and let you know about the caucuses.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You take care, Bill.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
520-333-4578. Yeah. Yeah, if they get me, that's what I want you guys to do. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, William. Had to log off the computer to make the call, so I don't really know where you're at inside the show.
Who's this?
This is Scott in New York.
Oh, okay.
I was just taking time out to tune into the TV and got to see A.M. Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Say that the Keys people are... a, quote, big and interesting part of American political life.
What the hell does that mean? You can say that about anybody.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Well, we're big and interesting.
Oh, gee.
Anyway, I wanted to add to the discussion, you know, the third party thing is brewing out there.
Yeah.
Sort of like a circus. Talk of Trump and... it's just bizarre. But, and I know your feelings about Perot.
Oh, are you kidding? Perot's a traitor.
Well, I was researching the board members of the ADL.
Not only that, he's a clown. Perot reminds me of somebody I saw in a carnival one time.
Yeah, he does make good caricature. Well, what surprised me is I was taking a look at Bernard.
I'm going to run for president, see? And here's my chart, see? And if you'll do this, see? Well, here's where we're going to be in 20 years, see? And right down here, that's you. See?
Well, it works. It works good between commercials on Larry King.
Oh, I thought it was a commercial.
Infomercial.
I was waiting for him to tell me when the next show is going to be. I thought it was, you know, the big top's coming, and this guy is the advanced man. Tell me about the, you know.
Well, apparently Bernard Marcus, who sits on the ADL board, who is, I guess he stepped down from the leadership, but he is a founder of Home Depot, along with a big international banker named Lang Gone, sort of in the Soros orbit.
Well, I sure don't have anything against Home Depot, but the ADL is one of the biggest nests of treasonous traitor snakes that's ever lived.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with being Jewish. It has to do with being traitors. That's an organization, not a group of people.
Well, yeah, Marcus, he's the son of Russian immigrants, probably about 1913, you know, back in those days. And most of his bios talk about how he grew up in a tough neighborhood and learned how to survive. So he grew up tough. And, you know, he set up quite a business. It is impressive in certain respects. But my point is that Marcus and his partners wanted to bring Perot in as a silent partner. So says Forbes magazine in 1996. And it says, the only thing, it says Ross Perot almost a silent partner, but was too loud. That's what the Forbes magazine article says.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that I remember the ADL condemned Ross Perot as being some kind of borderline anti-Semite racist when he was running for president. Remember that?
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. The Hegelian.
Yeah. Now you see. Now you see how it works.
Yeah. But another aspect that's interesting about this Marcus character is they've started this company called DBT Online. And DBT Online is an online provider of integrated database services and related reports primarily to law enforcement. And it's incredible. This thing, the way they describe it in the literature here, says fastest growing nationwide provider in the new market for online investigative information services, law enforcement, government agencies, insurance companies, blah, 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 says with more than 23 terabytes of capacity, DBT's database is one of the country's largest depositories of public records and other publicly available information.
Read my book. I predicted that back in the 80s when I wrote my book. It's in my book that would happen.
And what's really sobering is in another article about DBT, it says that they're gonna be heavily involved in what's called pre-employment arena. And my suspicion is you'll go to apply for a job. Executives at the firm will be able to password into their conduit into DBT that they pay for.
Yeah.
They'll be able to check you out proctologically.
But you'll never be able to find out what's in that database
exactly.
On you. And if they don't like your politics or anything else, guess what's going to be in the database? You'll never get a job.
Exactly. And you won't be able, there will be no freedom of information request because it's a private organization.
Yeah. Well, they won't be private organization when the war starts. They'll be dead.
Right, sir.
There won't be any databases like that when this is all done. We're going back to freedom in this country, or we're all going to be dead.
Well, the numbers, the business potential of a Home Depot, and they're going into Argentina, they're going into Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
They did $23 billion worth of business last year, the year before.
Yeah.
The amount of money that can be had, and of course they're going online, these businesses that are going to be online and in these big box stores, the amount of money that they're going to be able to apply to the subversion of the United States is...
Oh, they're already doing that. The United States is no more. The United States of America has already been subverted. It's history.
Absolutely.
It's gone. Everybody keeps talking. When are they gonna do something? They've been doing it for years, and it's history. It's over with. There is no more the United States of America. The country that I learned about when I was a boy does not exist anymore.
Bill, in line with...
I hate to do this, but we're out of time.
Understood.
Got to go.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. That was a good call. Well, that's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. God bless you. I sure miss you guys. You'll never know.